Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Well, this is wishing that there's no parche for Ion Iliescu to requiescat in, because the quondam president of Romania has died at the age of 95, but not all of his opponents were lucky to reach such a ripe old age. Best known for having ruled Romania just after the end of the communist era, then treated by an elder statesman, fated by a pixie-faced Tony Blair and so on. So a communist bruiser, a tyrant, right-hand man of Ceausescu, guilty of all his crimes, Ceausescu's crimes up to his neck. And yes, it's true, he turned against Ceausescu. Why is a fascinating question. Did he recognize that communism had had its day? Was it just a power grab? There was some liberalization under him, but of course it could scarcely get more oppressive. It was like more or less the North Korea of Europe and so on. So, and then he lived in considerable luxury, but you know, the Securitate thugs who terrorized the country for 40 years under communism, they retained their power, almost none of them prosecuted in the 90s. And okay, there wasn't state terror in the 90s as much, you know, peaceful demonstrators were murdered upon his orders, but it was a much smaller scale. The government felt the need to distance itself from that in the Mineriadi in the early 90s, whereas they were completely open about it up until that point, and so on. So it's a disgrace that he never had his collar felt. So Ion Iliescu, he was born in Oltenitsa, a small city on the Danube, so in a working-class family. His father was a railway man, or a ceferist, as they say. Now, Ion Iliescu claimed that one grandfather was a Russian Jew who shifted to Romania in the late 19th century to avoid Tsarist oppression. He was so Ion Iliescu was a Bulgarian gypsy on his mother's side. So, of course, maybe any one quarter ethnically Romanian. I mean, not that that matters. He still is Romanian. No one should be mistreated for ethnicity at all. So grew up in poverty. Bear in mind, in the 1930s, Romania is one of the poorest countries in Europe. Anyway, so then his aunt, who brought him up, worked for Anna Pauker, a Hungarian Jewess, okay, part of Romania in those days, who became probably the most powerful politician, female politician in the world in the 1950s, was Romania's foreign minister and was considered to become president in the 1960s, but they decided not to for various reasons, partly anti-Semitic reasons. So anyway, yes, Ion Iliescu was a very bright boy. Bear in mind, by the time he was a teenager in Romania in the 1940s, there was still considerable illiteracy. Anyway, so studying at the Politehnica in Bucharest, one of the best tertiary education institutes there. I know in the United Kingdom, Polytechnic was considered less estimable than university till the 90s, don't exist anymore. But in France, and therefore Romania, really copied France after the 1850s, was higher in prestige. He mastered Russian. He went to Moscow. Remember, this is just after the Second World War, communism being established in Romania. And it was though the Soviet Union was the colonial metropolitan for Romania. So he went there, and the rumor goes around that he met Mikhail Gorbachev, but there's no evidence that's true. So then he got married. He and his wife were unable to have children, and then he rose through what's it called, the communist youth movement. Is it the Young Pioneers and so on? He's in the Communist Party of Romania. Was he simply an opportunist? I mean, there's a measure of that at least, but he was exposed to socialist ideas as a child, so there may have been some genuine belief. And okay, the Antonescu dictatorship was horrible. There was a lot of inequality. There was abject penury for most people. So for some people thought communism promised to get rid of all this. And there was some genuine improvements in the 1950s, some genuine enthusiasm about these projects, and people think they're building a better world. Of course, there was incessant 360-degree propaganda. But anyway, he rose up through the nomenclatura, governing various counties, like publishing some technical magazine and things like that. He was in the Central Committee, more or less the Politburo, in the early 1980s. But that's when Ceausescu, the supreme leader, grew suspicious of him and made sure that he thought that when Mikhail Gorbachev, the Soviet leader, went on a state visit and ordered that Iliescu had to leave town, didn't want any possibility of contact between them. Okay, I don't want to recount all the events of the Romanian revolution, but anyway, that went ahead in December 1989, and then Iliescu, he assumed power and formed the National Salvation Front with former commies like him, but as well as opposition figures in the cabinet. That they didn't bring in free market reforms just because they killed Ceausescu and his wife. That didn't mean he'd automatically solved all the country's economic problems. There was still rationing, there was still queuing. So to actually introduce the free market, that took several years. And the thing is, the Romanian economy was a super tanker going in the wrong direction. It took a long time to stop it and indeed turn it around. And they're so much, much more prosperous these days. But open the borders, people are allowed to leave. That didn't mean that people were allowed in. So if you want to leave and go to Italy, as lots of Italians went to work in Italy, that doesn't mean the Italians are going to automatically let you in. But people started leaving, making more money in Western Europe, sending it back. The Romanian lei sort of went into free fall. People wanted to pay in Deutschmarks in those days, occasionally US dollars. But they say that, the Securitate thugs who'd been like the robber barons of communist Romania, they were still in charge, moving to the capitalist systems. They knew where the keys were kept. They knew where the foreign exchange bank accounts were and things like that. They had the contacts, they had the foreign language skills, and they got rich in the private sector and so on. So it's true that feces floats. Whatever the ideology, the same shameless toadies, careerists, backstabbers, they will rise to the top in the name of whatever belief system it is. And Iescu is an example of that. And it is true that he then abolished the death penalty, and then he freed some political prisoners. So these were steps forward, partly because he wanted more foreign direct investment and things like that. And then there were a few mineriads, as in miners then beating up democratic processes, beating some of them to death, their memorials. And then Iescu publicly thanked the miners for having murdered unarmed civilians who were simply exercising their constitutional rights. So that's it. Anyway, so he was elected twice as president. He lost the third time. A large scale fraud. I think he may as well have been as sinned against as much as sinning. Goodness, he later made a comeback. So that's it. A major figure in the socialist democratic party of Romania, so lived in great comfort. Anyway, so he's very bad guy, surely. Now, and I know he's not as bad as Ceausescu, so maybe we have to thank him for overthrowing Ceausescu. But let's not forget everything that Ceausescu was guilty of. Ion Iliescu was guilty of as well, that in principle you had all these democratic rights in the constitution. In reality, you didn't. The elections were total charades, and there was no freedom of expression, and you were not allowed to criticize the government. You'd be severely punished for doing so. You were not allowed to leave the country. You had permission to go from one county to another. So a lot of people lived in terrible poverty. You would have just enough to eat, not more, eat every last morsel. Have a pair of winter boots, have a pair of summer shoes, that was it. Children having to do PE and ordinary shoes because no other shoes, and people couldn't talk about problems, address problems. There was homelessness, and partly because the apparatchiks were living it up. Now, if it was a capitalist system, they might say that's bad, but at least capitalism accepts there's some inequality. There's a possibility to get rich. In communism, there wasn't. It's supposed to be about anti-poverty. So the abolition of pauperism and equality, and that was a total lie. And he benefited from the exploitation of the poor. All right. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, George Callan 792@gmail.com. Goodbye.